Randy, our next question.
Thank you, Bob. Well, we're talking a bit about the elimination of not surplus, but deficits and things like this. Everybody also is very interested in the job situation, not only here, but nationwide. What can the office of the Monroe mayor do to enhance job prospects for people who at the moment don't have work? And give us some concrete examples, Dr. Armstrong.
I'll take that. Several weeks ago, I was talking to a business owner over coffee, and he told me that the city of Monroe could not help him to expand his business and to double his business. The city of West Monroe offered him land and benefits there. Well, the city of Monroe, after talking to several business people here, the city is not business friendly, no matter what they say. That we have, according to Bob Eisenstadt, we have a decrease in jobs. 75% of the jobs in this community and most communities they're small jobs, and we need to be helping the small business owner here to be successful. The man that I talked to you about, he wants to increase his business from 15 jobs to 30 jobs. Well, multiply that times the people who would like help from the city. We still need to look at other jobs, primary jobs as opposed to secondary jobs. If you open up a restaurant, it just takes customers away from another restaurant. But you need to have primary jobs that bring people in to eat at all of the restaurants that are there. So we need to work with our Chamber of Commerce, with our economic development groups to develop jobs. We need to look at poverty. We need to look at opportunity. Crime is going to be tremendously decreased by opportunity through education. Education is where it starts. So we have to look at jobs at all levels.
Mr. Bradley?
The unemployment here in Northeast Louisiana, Monroe, Metropolitan San Francisco area, in December, between December and January, we lost 800 jobs. And the current administration is saying that everything is looking good here in Monroe. That indication says that it's not, at least for 800 people who are unemployed. What I want to be able to do is that really stimulate the entrepreneurship spirit that the people in Monroe have. Just like for Coca-Cola bottling, for Delta Airlines, just for CenturyLink, there are individuals in this community who have an entrepreneurship spirit that want an opportunity to open a business here. If it's 5 jobs or if it's 10 jobs, they're going to stay here. I want to invest in those individuals through our economic development fund that we'll create, and also partner with our university system, with ULM, with Grambling, with Louisiana Tech, and also partner with our community college system and get those bright minds and put those minds to work in a partnership with the Chamber of Commerce, with business leaders that have retired, get them engaged in this process so they can actually move us forward. And also, we need to go out actively recruiting. Not someone who's in government, but someone who's in business, who understands specifically how business operate, and put those guys in the field recruiting when they're at their board meetings. And what I mean by that is actually making sure they have 3 or 4 points that they can sell their colleagues on, that can actually sell Monroe on it to be a great place for them to open up a business.
Mr. Thomas, I'm sure you agree with a lot of that.
Everything that was said here was right on the mark. But one thing that I want to tell you that they didn't say was that we have to, in order to attract big business, we have to make our town attractive so that people want to move here. Big businesses, whenever they want to move someplace, they have to bring people with them. And in order for them to want to live here in Monroe, we have to fix a lot of things. First of all, crime. You know, our city was the 12th most dangerous city in America like 2 years ago, rated. And that, I'd have to say, will not do. You know, we have to really, really focus on crime. We have to focus on parks and recreation. We have to make our city, people want to live here in our city. And I think that's the first step, fighting corruption in our city government. And all of Northeast Louisiana, you know, we have sheriffs being arrested, our city councilmen being arrested, all kinds of just crazy things going on in Northern Louisiana. And we are Monroe's. We're the biggest town except for Shreveport in Northern Louisiana. And what we do affects all of us around us. So in order to do that, we really have to work on our reputation, and that's going to take a while because, you know, reputation just doesn't come overnight. So just saying all that, that's the first thing, steps I'm going to be working toward is fixing our reputation, fighting corruption in our government, and fixing the South Side, fixing North Side, fighting crime. That's the kind of things we've got to do in order to attract big business. I really feel like that.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas.